Hey, hey, my fellow dream chasers, it's Princess Fizz here. Welcome to another episode of I Have a Dream Show, bringing you multimillionaires from around the world to hear their unique journeys to success, great business wisdom, free mentoring and inspiration. Now, if you're looking to boost your online presence as a small business owner and stand out from the noise, you have to check out my free 10-day course on how to create an amazing web TV show or podcast for any industry. Go to becomeamediapreneur.com and get instant access to the course, and I'll get you ready for launch within 10 days. If you've seen my web TV shows and love my makeup, check out Moonstruck 3D Fiber Lashes, which is the best-selling product by Unique, at ihaveadreamshow.com/beauty. And if you prefer to watch the video shows, then you can go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows, where there's a library of all the I Have a Dream shows to date. So now take out your notepads and enjoy the show. Today's particular show, I've invited you in case you're struggling with debt or any type of problem financially, whether you're about to lose your home or you've got these bailiffs knocking on your door. We're here to help you guys. We're here to help because what I do, I've chosen this particular person, my wonderful guest today. He's actually gone through this process. He's actually gone through financial struggle in his career, and he's going to talk us through exactly what he did to overcome that and what he's actually doing now to make sure that that never actually happens again. So he's completely financially secure and he can secure his family as well. So. Without further ado, guys, it's an interactive show, so please do feel free to comment below, ask questions, anything that you have, any burning questions that you may have, please do ask my guest. My guest today has got over 20 years experience in marketing and business, so he's accumulated like this wealth of knowledge that he'll be sharing with us today. So please welcome, without further ado, Michael Rivera, coming in live from America. Thank you so much, Michael, for joining the show today.
Hey, I'm honored. Thank you, Princess Fizz. I'm thrilled to be on, and I'm really honored that you invited me. And I just admire what you're doing. And I see you every, for the last year, I've been watching you grow and grow, and you're so consistent. And that's one key to success, is being consistent. Yeah. So I'm honored to be on the show. Thank you very much.
Wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Guys, get your pens and papers out, okay, because you'll be dropping some amazing nuggets. And also some strategies that he's using at the moment with Craigslist and Facebook marketing. So I'm sure you'll be able to grab some tips today. But Michael, I'm very inspired by your story. I mean, when you're about to lose your home, go through foreclosure or anything kind of when it comes to your family as well, it's a very difficult time. Can you just take us back through your journey? What were you doing before that? What happened like a few years ago? And then we'll lead to what you're doing now. So if you can just kind of rewind a little bit and take us back through your journey.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit, my mom always thought I was a little different because all my brothers and sisters had, your typical career, join a big corporation, and I did as well, but I've always was attracted to the startup, like a startup company.
Right. And
back when I was young, I went to the University of Michigan for school, and this is back in the day, and I'm going to date myself, I think, a bit here, but I was in school, and I met up with some students, entrepreneurs, that were starting up a software company. This is back when, actually, the Macintosh was pretty much a new computer, and everyone was enamored by Steve Jobs and this, wanted to have that kind of success, and I started with a software company back then when I was actually a graphic designer. I was a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree at the University of Michigan, and I helped design the user interfaces of those of the software there.
Right.
Loved that environment. Being in a new company with just maybe a dozen people, very creative, everybody having really significant roles in the company, and so that's how I started really in my entrepreneur career, and the company eventually acquired, we were successful with some software with the Commodore Amiga, if you can believe it. Gosh, now you're probably, I'm ancient. That's an old computer. Yeah. But I remember when I was young, you know, just we were doing software for that computer.
Right.
Got some success with that. We moved to California, and we actually acquired, back then, the company was called Activision, a video game company, back during the Atari days.
Right.
And, it was a successful company, but then the gaming division, industry went through a dry spell, and Activision literally went bankrupt. And that's when we acquired them, when they were ready to go bankrupt, and we turned the company around. I had some success with that company. I then went into Joanne and I dabbled in stock trading during the internet bubble that occurred with the stock market. We did well with that. We always a key to our success has always been surfing the trend or following what's the trend, what's going on, where are people
moving. Yes, you have to be aware of what the changes are. But before you go ahead, Michael, I just want to say you had an entrepreneurial spirit, right? And yes. Were you taught this in university? Were they teaching you how to be like this, or did you have that in your family? Where did this kind of come from? Where were you inspired to even know about being an entrepreneur or even starting up a business? Because normal families don't really know this. They usually want you to be a doctor or engineer or something like that.
No, you're right. You're right, absolutely. And I think it came from, this is probably 15 years ago. My father's was a doctor. I grew up in the Midwest in Michigan, and he was very conservative. And, you know, he was a saver, and he saved money, very conservative, and he brought up five kids. He's my hero. He was incredible. He really, when I look at all my brothers and sisters, you know, we're all very sound people with great families, and I have to attribute that to my dad and my mom as well.
Right.
But he was very conservative. And very much, you know, concerned about me when I go off into these, you know, different new companies or tangents. He was, you know, worried about me in that regard. But I think where I got this entrepreneurial spirit was back about 15 years ago, I was introduced to Landmark Forum. Are you familiar with Landmark Education?
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Okay. So I took that. It was a motivational, like self-improvement type of seminar.
Right. Yes.
And I really learned, I really had some breakthroughs there. And a lot of it was really about breaking through fears, about like when you get stuck in something and you don't do it. I originally would not do it because I'd be too afraid to do something, but that course gave me the distinctions on how to move forward towards my passions. And
right.
That was the beginning. And then I ventured off into T. Harv Eker and the Millionaire Mind Intensive, and I learned more and more about entrepreneurship and really about breaking through the fears.
Yeah.
We see so many people get stuck in their dreams because of fear.
Yes.
And that's a normal, you know, fear is normal. We all get that. I still get scared. I mean, I'm not, you know, but it's having the courage to feel that fear and still know what your passion is and know what you ultimately want to get to, and knowing that fear is just internal and still pushing through it and taking action regardless if that fear exists.
That's excellent advice, actually, Michael. You're 100% right, because I think the way that we're conditioned in society as well is very, it's like, you know, you get your education, go to work, that's it, that's your comfort zone, it's comfortable, you know what you're getting each month, you know how much contribution you need to make, and you're making money with that. But doing something different, you know, that is kind of scary, because not many people around you do that sort of stuff, and you want to kind of fit in as well. But unfortunately, you know, when you get stuck into the matrix, there's no growth in that. So I think the time where you went to that seminar and actually exposed yourself to personal growth, that's where the doors kind of opened to you, didn't they? That your mind expanded. You think, okay, this is more than what's exposed to me in society, so I can actually do something differently.
Exactly. And yeah. I also want to acknowledge Landmark really was the main reason why Joanne and I together. I've always had commitment issues with relationships, and then I realized through Landmark that I was with somebody that is perfect for me, and that she was the one, and really Landmark gave me the courage to ask Joanne to marry me. I actually proposed to her on top of the Chichen Itza, which is a Mayan temple in Cancun. I made it really dramatic.
Awesome. Excellent. So when you started your company, you say that things were changing very quickly. What did you do then? What happened with the company then?
Well, I was a partner in the company, and it grew. Like I said, we acquired Activision and turned the company around. Now Activision is a billion dollar company. But I, at the time, when it started getting big, I started getting bored again.
Right.
Entrepreneurial spirit again kicked in and said, now you're a cog in the, just a little, is it a cog in the wheel of the big corporation, you become a department, and it just, the challenge wasn't there anymore. So I moved on. I worked with a marketing agency in Los Angeles, being a producer for, online marketing advertising.
Right.
And I worked with a bunch of designers and programmers, and that was still somewhat corporate, but it was still a small company. I still had a good, it still felt very entrepreneurial. But then the real estate boom occurred, and then I started going into real estate. And that's where, again, feeling the fear and moving forward kicked in. And I took seminars in real estate. Joanne and I spent, we invested in our education. Again, taking the risk of taking your hard-earned money and investing it in yourself. And we took a lot of real estate courses.
Yes.
Acquiring property. And during the boom, it was, let's face it, it was really easy to make money in the real estate market during the boom.
Yes.
And we just kept rolling. We were doing a strategy called pre-construction investing, and this is when in hot markets like Las Vegas and Phoenix, where you buy a lot, a new development where it's dirt, and then you buy a lot, and you put down 10%, so you put about $10,000 down because these were smaller startup homes, and you would wait 6 months, and with the real estate market going up so high, we would literally make $100,000 before they closed on the property.
Right.
And did this rinse and repeat over and over again, and we were flying high. We were making so much money in the real estate market, it was unbelievable. We were at a point, we had about 13 properties that we owned at one time, and of course that was during when you can get a loan, a no document loan. I mean, who could qualify for 13 properties nowadays, right? It's impossible.
Exactly, yes.
But back then there was a trend, and that's what people were, the opportunity existed. And we owned over a dozen properties, and we were doing so very well. It just felt easy.
Yes.
At the time we were making money, and I had left corporate, the marketing agency, and did real estate full time. At that time.
Goodness. So you actually took the plunge and actually trusted the system at the time. And left everything, right?
Exactly. But it was still very scary for me at the time. I couldn't, that W-2, that 9-to-5 constant check that you would get with a 9-to-5 job, it was hard to get rid of it, hard to let go of that. So I did find mentorship. I found a personal coach.
Yes.
That literally coached me to quit my job.
Wow. Okay.
As the money was coming in, and it says, hey, look, you have 6 figures of income reserved, you're making cash flow on your properties, but I was still, mentally having a difficult time leaving that 9-to-5 for security.
Yes.
So it's all about finding a coach or mentor that can help get
push
you
your
out.
Limit. Push your limit. Yeah, actually, plunge into it, uncertainty, isn't it? I mean, obviously, having a job and being paid a month is certain, but when you go into uncertainty, that's where your challenges begin. That's where your growth begins, right? So, did you plan? I mean, I know this boom happened, but did you ever foresee the bad time when the crash? Did you foresee that?
Hindsight is 2020, isn't it? It would be awesome if I knew. But
yeah.
when I look back at what my mindset was then, I was like, I've arrived. You know, I was quite cocky. I have to, you know, it's very humbling now to what have I experienced then. I felt I was quite a guru, a real estate guru. I literally had people that I could raise money. I raised millions of dollars raising money and buying, you know, investing in Costa Rica and properties in Costa Rica. And people believed in me because I have the results of what I created.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So I didn't, you know, yeah, I had no idea. I mean, I had some instincts that we were at the top. I did tend to sell property at a huge profit, but then what I didn't do right was I didn't take it off the table enough. I kept it on the table. I went into multi-unit apartments in Chicago, and I partnered in properties there, and that's when things turned.
Right. Right.
So that's when things turned around, and again, very, very difficult. And in hindsight, if I took off all that money and then invested it in gold and silver today, I'd still be, really looking pretty. But, you know, we had to do other things, and, you know, going into online was a huge, great thing that we did, moving into online. But back to the real estate, when it crashed, it was difficult. We were dealing with I've dealt with foreclosures. I mean, we had multiple properties. So there was properties that Joanna and I really we just could not sustain anymore. And we were negative cash flow, and we literally had to stop. And it was very difficult because that's not what I was used to. I had very high integrity, and if I got a loan, I planned to pay it back. That was my plan.
Yes.
When things crashed, it was very humbling. I was going through some difficult times, and we had to move, and it wasn't our property that foreclosed, but we had a lot of properties that we had to let go to foreclosure.
Right.
The apartment buildings, that was a multi-million-dollar project. We had to give back the keys to the bank. I mean, it was a deed in lieu of foreclosure. So, you know, we were planning to do condo conversions over there and really make a fortune in condo conversions, but the market collapsed. And that was difficult times, and, you know, it was humbling, really, to have to move.
I think that point, Michael, you know, when you're achieving results, right, you're on a vibe, you know, everything's going right, you know, you've got this kind of wild energy in you, right, when you're seeing results, your belief system's up there. But then sometimes we don't prepare for the bad times, okay, we don't see that. When that drops and when you lose money, especially when you've got that hope and desire, how did you handle that? How did you handle staying strong or not losing yourself and going back to a certain world? Because that's what a lot of people probably do. You know, once the barrier comes up or challenges or obstacle comes up, that's it. They're gone. You know, they're going back to where they came from. So how did you deal with that?
It was difficult. I did lose a lot of confidence at the time, but what you really need to do is you have to look at your why, and we always talk about what our why is, you know, and at the time, you know, my kids now are 9 and 12, and when I looked at those struggling times, my kids were, I don't know, 5 and 6.
Pretty young, yes.
They were very young, And they really gave me the strength. Because, look, I had these kids that I had to take care of, and my wife, you know, she's, you know, we had a family I had to take care of, so I had to persevere, and I had to keep going. It's really that attitude of just never quit, you know, just continue to move forward and find a way, find another solution.
Why didn't you go back to work or job at that point?
Well, I was consulting with the company in Costa Rica, so I was still working on my own in my own business, but I was consulting, so I was making some income from that. Once I left the 9-to-5, I just couldn't go back.
Yes.
Most people out there, you know, that they're working 9-to-5. Once you do go to the other side, where you are your own boss, where you are an entrepreneur, it's very you don't want to go back to that.
No.
You just don't want to do it. You're going to do whatever it takes not to. And that's really the attitude I took was we were going to make it work somehow or another.
Excellent.
And,
right.
You know, but it was a struggle, and I did go through some depression at the time, and it took me a while to really break out of that. But it really was just that never quit attitude, continue to push through, and regain the confidence that you need to be an entrepreneur. But then in 2008, just a year and a half ago, Joanne got laid off.
Yes. You can see that story actually in one of my libraries. Joanne Pam has been a previous guest, and that's an extraordinary show as well. So, that's a related. But yeah, no, she told me that she got laid off after 15 years or something of work. I mean, how that's like catastrophe, you know, when it emotionally. You know, all your effort you put into a company, and they just lay you off like that. I mean, that in your household, I can imagine the emotional kind of pressure. You know, did you help each other get over it then?
Yeah, I did, and I knew that when she told me she got laid off. You know, it was I knew I didn't want to compound it. You know, I did have more. It's okay. I mean, you know, we'll figure it out. You know, I'm working, and we'll find something. You know, maybe this is a blessing. You know, we gave that term. You know, this could be a blessing in disguise. You know, ultimately, we've always discussed, wouldn't it be ideal if you could just stay at home and you wouldn't have to work? And that was the plan when the real estate was booming, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the plan. Joanne, our plan is that you're going to leave soon. You're going to leave corporate America soon. You'll be able to take care of the kids. We're going to have this this real estate business, and it's going to be all rosy, right?
Excellent, yes.
So when she got laid off, when it really comes down to something drastic like that happening, I do flip it around because you don't have another choice. Your other choice is to go really in depression and really get in trouble.
Yes.
So I flipped that around and said, this is a blessing in disguise. Figure it out. You know, we have time. We have some money in reserve. I'm consulting with this real estate company, and she's she got laid off, but she got the company gave her a good severance, which we were fortunate to have. You know, we got that from the company.
Yeah.
They gave some loyalty to those 15 years, right? And corporate America has changed so much now. Everyone used to think you go to college, you get a job, and this company's going to be loyal to you till you retire, and that just doesn't exist.
That's a dream world. That's not true at all. You don't know when you're going to get laid off, especially with the economy. You know, the businesses themselves, they don't know if they're going to exist or not. So how can they guarantee their employees a work for life? But I think at this point, Michael, if I can just say to the audience, guys, any type of challenge or obstacle you face, it plants an equal opportunity seed, right? It plants a seed of opportunity equivalent to that challenge. So with this layoff that Joanne had, she got this kind of chunk of money that she could actually do something with, right? So there is some sort of opportunity that I can see going on in that situation.
Yeah. I mean, she did have some, really that severance allowed us to not have to panic, right?
Yeah.
Allow us to get to focus on, okay, we need to replace your income. We need to find a way to replace your income.
Yes.
And, you know, we were looking online, and we knew that there was people making money on the internet. I mean, we heard about that. We know that it was happening.
Right.
So there was opportunity, and again, we're opportunity seekers, so we just kept looking and looking. And what happened was, on Facebook, one of my good friends, who most of you know, was giving social proof of his success.
Right.
Uh-huh. And he was showing his income that he was making with this company, this mysterious company, and that was Peter Sorensen.
Right.
Who I met about five years prior at one of T. Harv Eker's, I think it was the Enlightened Warrior Camp. This is all about mindset. You know, again, I was, to be an entrepreneur, you always constantly have to train your mind and constantly take these courses to keep your mind in the right mindset to be successful. So I took them, I met him at the Millionaire Mind Intensive Warrior Camp, and I saw this young kid who impressed me because he was like a 21-year-old. Everyone else was, you know, in the 30s, 40s, you know, or late 20s. But this young kid was taking these courses. So I was very impressed with that he would be doing that. And as you know, Peter Sorensen is now a six-figure earner with Empower.
Yes.
But he was our direct sponsor. I got involved in it first, and I said, hey, honey, let's go to San Diego. This was in the second event that was in San Diego. And it was like right when I joined, he said, oh, by the way, next week there's an event in San Diego.
Excellent, like, yes.
I have to go. It's only 2 hours down. You know, let's go. We went to it, and Joanne was very supportive. She still wasn't completely enrolled at the time until the Superwoman was formed, the Superwoman group. That's when she really got enrolled, and that's when we took off. You know, that's when we took off with Empower Network was when she came on board, you know, and I think it's because it formed this dynamic duo together.
Yeah.
We have both different skill sets and different ways to market that has created a really powerful team.
Yes.
I was fortunate to have that, to have a partner like Joanne that created a very good formula for success, you know.
So. No, that's absolutely impressive because obviously with marketing, you know, everyone's got their own type of skills and talents. Some might be communication, some might be with promotion, some might be with, you know, there's so many things that you can. And when you've got a husband and wife team doing one system, how crazy is that? I mean, there's two different types of energies coming into the platform, you know. That's incredible. So what did you like about Empower Network then? I mean, when you saw it, when you saw the back end, the products, the community, what is it that kind of thought, okay, this is for me?
I think I have a really good sense of big picture vision.
Yes.
You know, I always follow the trends. We made money during the internet stock market bubble. And then we made money in the real estate bubble.
Right.
Because we saw this trend, I jump on and we surf it for a while.
Quick decisions.
Quick decisions,
yeah,
and you take slow change, right?
When
decision, then you only change. It takes a long time to change to something else. So you know we're committed to Empower Network, and
did you go all in straight away? Was that a no-brainer?
That's my entrepreneurial spirit and my. The training of just going for it, you know, just going for it. That week I bought the basic platform. I went through it, you know, and then Dave and Dave was going through their sales funnel on the other products, and I just kept upgrading and upgrading. By Sunday that night, I was all in.
Yes.
I got all in, except for the Masters was announced in San Diego, so that didn't exist yet.
Right.
I got up to the 15K, and it just made sense to me. You know, I just, when I looked at it, I was looking at the big picture and the industry, and I'm going, they're teaching you internet marketing. Their product is internet marketing that you can apply to any business. And I said, this is really a no-brainer to me because you're getting the education that you need in order to be successful in today's economy,
yes,
even if I'm not, don't become an affiliate, or if I don't, am not good at bringing in new members, I want this training anyways. I want these products to learn so I could do internet marketing, period. So this was a no-brainer to me.
Yes, it's kind of universal training, isn't it? You can apply it anywhere. You can come in as a customer or affiliate. You know, if you haven't got any other products to promote, then you can use the Empower Network model to do that. I mean, you can begin somewhere. But if you have got products that you're very passionate about, whether it's weight loss or Amway or anything, you can actually use a training that's provided. Because the experts come together, right? The quality of the marketing training and the kind of strategies they use, they've accumulated professionals, experts in the industry into one place where they've got a diversity of skill sets coming in. So I think that's incredible. And guys, this is Empower Network we're talking about. You've been invited here through Empower Network Affiliate. You can link below. There's a join link at the bottom. You can link that. It will open up in a new window. And go back to the person that referred you, guys. So they will get you started out with the 8 core commitments, which we will talk about. But, yeah, do that. So, yeah, excellent. So, Michael, with the training, I mean, did you start promoting Empower Network then, or did you use that for your own business?
I once I saw the products and I saw the big picture of what they were offering, and I was starting to go through the training, I said, I'm gonna do this on the side as I'm doing consulting in my real estate and my other personal businesses. I set aside some time to also become an affiliate and to learn how to recruit and bring in new members through the training to become make money with Empower Network. I saw the opportunity, and so I took it, and I was doing this on my own at first, and like Joanne was kind of watching over the shoulder and supporting mm-hmm. me like a good wife, right? She was just watching and letting me do what I needed to do with Peter, and I started making money. And then when we made our first $3,000 commission, I'm like, honey, we just made $4,000 just in the last couple days.
Yes.
Then her belief system started kicking in. It's like, wow, this is working.
Yes, it works. excellent. Yeah. Right. So excellent. What about the 100% commission plan, Michael? Is that quite attractive then? Does that make a difference?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it really allows you to feel like you ownership of your own business.
Yeah.
Have that kind of commission. It's like you once you buy the product, you like own it, and then you have the license to sell it again, and you're making literally 100% commissions on it. I mean, where else do you get that? Usually, the companies, it's like 20-30% commission, and you really got to work hard to make any money. This, if you focus and you bring in quality new members, you can make a significant income with really very little actual, recruiting. It's a breakthrough, and I have to, David Wood and David Sharp, they're geniuses at creating this commission structure. I mean, all the other companies, when they heard about it, say, are you crazy? What are you doing 100% commission? I mean, how are you going to, how does the company make money? But they figured a way where the company still makes money, and they looked at volume instead of they knew that the company can grow big, and the company the membership, the affiliates will grow big enough that the company is going to be successful.
Exactly. They saw a long-term plan, didn't they? They didn't go for short-term payouts. They saw a long-term plan, and that actually works for everybody because they feel in place. It's absolutely right. It's like you're owning your own business, which is absolutely fantastic. So, Michael, when you, the blogging platform as well, I mean, how powerful is that for your business? I mean, have you used a blog platform for your own? I mean, if someone was coming in with their own business now, would you encourage them using the blog platform? How would that help them with their business?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the blogging platform is already a pre-packaged blog, and it's so easy to use. So I definitely recommend everyone do that, because it also, the empowernetwork.com domain has such a high authority on the internet that you get a big bump in terms of being able to get onto the Google search engines.
Yes.
So I definitely recommend that people blog consistently, because it's a platform where you can then communicate anything. You can any of your passions, or even your ability as a leader. You can teach with the blogging platform. So it is the platform that really allows you to then syndicate that out to your audience through internet marketing, so that they can get to know you. Because one thing we learn about Empower Network is that you're really selling yourself. They're more so than the Empower Network products. When people look at you and look at your marketing, they're seeing your videos, they're buying into you because they know it. They begin to know and like you and trust you. And that's when, you create sales, is when people begin to trust you as a leader, as someone that's going to help them get to their goals.
That's 100% right. And I think what encouraged in Empower Network, what attracts me, is the fact that it doesn't matter what you're selling or what your products are. People join people, not products, right? They want to get to know who you are. And the best way to do that through the blogging platform is it gives you authority. It gives you authority. It gives yourself your business personality. So you're not constantly bombarding people with products, but they can actually tap into your life as well, what your interests are, what do you do out of work, where you travel to, and all these lovely things that they can get to know you and follow you with. So that's absolutely fantastic point, Michael. We're coming up to the end of the show. It's gone so fast. But Michael, the 8 core commitments, how important are they, and why do you think Empower Network have put them in as a foundation for success in business?
Well, it's all about being consistent in this business. Like I said, once you start getting a list of subscribers to your mailing list, they're watching you literally on a daily basis, and you don't realize that. You think you're all alone. Why am I not getting sales? Where are the people that I need to run my business? But they're watching you. Once they subscribe, they're completely watching you. So the 8 core commitments are critical, because you have to do this on a consistent basis. You have to feed your mind with, reading daily. You have to listen to the audios and learn the video training so that you know how to do this business.
Yes.
You go through the 15K formula. And I can't wait for Vic's new product that's coming out. It's going to be phenomenal.
Absolutely. That's the Vic traffic, guys. Vic is the highest earner in Empower Network, and he's a traffic god, literally. And he's formed this product that releasing very, very shortly, and it's incredible. So if you go and go into your back office, you'll see details of that. But Michael, you're right. I think the 8 core commitments, they kind of lay out your they form your personality, don't they? And they give you this kind of discipline that you need for business to keep consistent, keep your mindset positive. What about the community?
Oh, God, the community is critical.
Yeah.
And I have to say that for Joanne and I, if it wasn't for the community, I don't think we'd be successful. I mean, honestly, and it's about going to live events. I don't need to go to the live event. I'm just going to do my internet marketing and make success. You got to go to these live events, because you build relationships with these top earners. And nothing like going to have dinner or going to have a drink with, Chris Record or Lawrence Tam, and they give you these golden nuggets and how they're making 6 figures. So the community is critical. You have to entrench yourself with positive, like-minded people and learn the strategies. They will give you those strategies if you are out there presenting that you want to learn.
You want to learn, yes.
So community is critical, absolutely.
Absolutely. And in your own life as well, it's hard to find like-minded people, and also people that have achieved success. Those type of people aren't accessible, are they? So in a community like the events, they're accessible. You can actually walk up to someone and say, go help me out here. What do I do? And just listening to them, the way they talk, the way they walk, it just makes a hell of a lot of difference in your own business as well.
Absolutely, and I did a hangout with some of our team members last night, and we were just talking about how critical it is that you press in the community, because what you'll find, as you grow and you become successful, that your friends that you have when you first started you know, a lot of times there's a distance that happens because a lot of times when they see your success,
yes,
subconsciously they get fearful, and they will, you know, and sometimes that relationship may distance. So
yes.
You do have to be with like-minded people. You have to be in the community of successful people and always be in conversation with successful people to achieve that success. That's something that Joanne and I have learned. Absolutely.
Yeah, people that empower you. I mean, when you're rising, they don't want to pull you down. They want to come up with you, or, you know, you want to go up to them. So, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And events, Michael, events. I mean, usually events are there to sell people products or to get as much money. That's my experience anyway of my previous events, where they try to suck as much money out of the audience as possible, you know. I've actually heard people do that in the back end, you know, when I used to go there. But what's the difference with Empower Network events then?
Again, it's community, and it's really, for one, you know, if you don't go to an event, if you've never been to an event first, you got to go, because when you go to these events, your belief system goes from like 10 to 100%, because when you start seeing people on stage with these huge checks, one after the other, and when they do the commission countdown, and there's literally hundreds of people on stage that have made money, and you're going, are you serious? All of these people are making money? It's not just the top 10, you know, 2%. It's like, wow, this something must be here that really works. So your belief system really just skyrockets at live events. So number one is the belief system. So you got to go to events to get the right mindset, to have get the belief system. Number two is the community. Get to know these successful six-figure earners. Approach them. Don't be afraid of them, because they actually are very flattered that you come up to them and you say you've seen their videos and you know that you admire their success, and they will pour out. They will give you mentorship. You just have to ask for it. And they might not even be in your downline. They might not even have financial, you know, But what I found with Empower Network is people are just so giving. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter which team you're on. Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the most beautiful thing. They actually want to see you succeed. You know, people want to see you succeed, and they don't care if you're in their downline or your sponsor. It doesn't matter. We're all cross-networked, and we just kind of empower each other, which is absolutely fair. I've got a question coming in, Michael. Sorry, guys, I'm really sorry I haven't been taking these questions. I know I've been really, really engrossed in what Michael's saying. But we've got Susie Sonshin. Sorry, Susie, if I pronounce your surname wrong. But she's saying that, hold on. She's saying, sorry, excuse me a minute. She's saying, how did you get your wife to come on board? I can't get my husband to partner with me. What was the kind of, what made you convince her?
You know, I was lucky for me, once she saw that I was making money. So I think that really the key is you really need to focus, and you really need to focus on getting some results, getting any kind of results. Okay. Right now your husband is probably thinking, well, you know, if I see that you're making money, my belief, you know, maybe I will come in and help. Need to believe. So you need to, don't push them. Don't say, hey, I need your help. Please help me do this. Focus. And like I said, do the 8 core commitments. And when they start seeing the change in you and you're creating results, they're going to say, hey, I want a piece of that. Hey, honey, what are you doing? What can I do?
Can't help themselves. Yeah.
I can help you. This looks pretty good. You know, so focus on what you need to do. Get results, and your spouse will follow. What I was lucky too. My Joanne started believing me, but she really blossomed when Layla and the Superwoman was created, and she came on board. And then now Joanne's a huge leader. I let her.
Absolutely. She's taken over the Superwoman group, hasn't she? That's fabulous. No, we'd love to see Joanne and the way that she talks as well, you know, the way she expresses herself is so, I mean, one couple of sentences I'm reading of hers, I feel so empowered. So, yeah.
She's amazing, and I'm just very lucky to have her as not only my wife, but, you know, as a partner in this business. I'm just very lucky.
Excellent, excellent. Another question, Zoe is saying, when will you show us some Craigslist tips? Bless her. Zoe, be patient. Okay, we'll move to the Craigslist tips. What are you doing with Craigslist, Michael?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to, you know, there's so many little nuances that are important with Craigslist, you know, and people get frustrated with Craigslist. They get ghosted out because really Craigslist doesn't like to promote these types of opportunities, you know.
Yes.
But there are ways to doing it, and you just have to first have the right mindset, and one of the keys is having the right funnel, okay? You need to, one thing that Joanne and I, where we saw a huge change is where we started branding ourselves.
Yes.
So before I get into Craigslist, the key is to having a sales funnel where you're branded.
Yes.
Okay? Show your face, have pictures of you and who, if your partner or if it's just you, and tell your story, and brand yourself and do videos, okay, so that people connect with you. Like I said, the sales occur by them buying into you more so than Empower Network. So
people can see a mirror, can't they, in you? If you do you have like an avatar? This is actually one of the questions. Very good. Do you have an avatar? Do you have a particular market that you are aiming to? Because I know it's huge. I mean, everyone's got different. There's doctors coming in that are tired of, you know, long hours, or there's like, you know, McDonald's people that are looking for a way out, or there's so many different people looking for online marketing. Do you concentrate on one type of person?
Really, pretty much the family oriented is pretty much our target, you know, because that's what we are, you know. So we mirror that, and we look for people that are in corporate America that feel stuck, that need to make extra income, or have been recently laid off, or are looking for a job. So that's pretty much our avatar. Joanne also has her avatar that she does marketing for, and that is stay-at-home moms.
Stay-at-home moms, yes.
Because she's able to stay at home now, and she really pushes that message that she's able to, you know, be at home with the kids, and there's nothing like being able to, like, go to their schools and being able to watch them grow and learn. And Empower Network gives you that time so that you don't have to work the 9-to-5 and then have to go pick up the kids from the after school program or whatever, you know.
It's ironic, isn't it, Michael, when you have to go away to work, leave your children for your children. Right, isn't it ironic? You go out to make money, and then you do it at the expense of feeling motherhood or feeling your parenthood. You know, it's just very ironic, but absolutely fantastic.
It's an awful matrix that we are all stuck in, and that's one of my visions, and that's one of my passions, is really to get people to break out of this matrix of,
yes,
we're slaves, modern-day slavery. That's what I believe in. You know, I believe so much of what Justin Varengia says. You know, we are stuck in this matrix, and we're slaves to corporate America.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, we don't realize it. We're like brainwashed to think that we are free. We're not free. We are free. We're slaves.
Yes.
You know, and we don't have time to be with our kids. It's just
boss as well. You know, if you want time off, if you're sick, you feel guilty. You feel guilty for being sick, you know, for actually visiting a doctor. You have to pick up the phone and say, oh, I can't come in today. It's just the pressure, you know, it's just awful. And the traveling as well to work, you know, being stuck in this traffic. Trust me, guys, you need to do what we're doing. So, yeah.
Absolutely. But, you know, with Craigslist, you know, I know we don't have much time, but I mean, I'm just going to give some basics. It's a mindset thing. You need to... with Craigslist, it's almost like you're in a tennis match, because it's constantly changing, and sometimes you don't know why you're not getting your ads to stick, and they're getting ghosted. So you need to be able to have different IP addresses, and you can do that through different software. A lot of times, Joanne and I we have multiple Starbucks around here that we do a tour, and we just like place ads and different Starbucks.
Excellent. Okay.
And there's just certain things, like right now you can't do clickable links, so you should have your actual URL much larger through HTML. You should have it larger, and then just give them instructions. You know, copy paste this URL into a new browser window. So that was a whole new thing. That was a roadblock that occurred recently with Craigslist, where you couldn't have clickable links, and it stopped everybody in their tracks, a lot of people in their tracks. But there's way, you just always have to have a mindset of, I'll figure it out. There's a
creativity,
way.
Creativity, isn't it?
Not enough creativity with Craigslist. And yeah. Don't give up. And don't give up. And if you're getting ghosted, you try different things. You know, go to a different IP address, clear your cache. You know, and really, here's a tip too: is you should have a team with you of at least four people, so that when you do place your ads and they go live, you'll notice at the bottom of every ad there's a best of link. Okay,
right.
So go to the bottom of the ad, it's best of. If you can get notify your team to best of your ad by clicking on that link, it protects it from ghosting. And we learned that.
Sure.
You know, it's a little tip too. So just find a team, find some of your team members or your upline or downline to, when you're doing Craigslist, to best of your ad after it goes live. So you have to wait till after you place it. It takes maybe an hour or two before you see it actually listed on the section. Get it best of, and if you can get three of them, usually will help with having your ad stick and not get ghosted. That's my tip of the day.
Excellent. No, absolutely fantastic. And what about ad copy? Very quickly, ad copy. I mean, it has to be corresponding with your capture page, right? It has to see that it has to correspond. You don't end up somewhere else.
Yeah. Another tip too, like a lot of what I see a lot of in Power Network ads are, is very generic. You know, they'll say join this business, or it shows a graphic, but nobody sees the person behind that ad. Okay, so what we find when people join is like, you know what, I joined you guys because I really liked your ad. I'd like to see that. You know, we have a picture of Joanne typically in our ad. And she's on a computer in a Starbucks, and she explains a little, very brief summary of her story, and saying, if you want to make money online, if you want to learn more, click on the link on our link below, and it takes us to our capture page. So we add a picture of Joanne in the ad, so they get to connect with somebody, that they see a person. Yeah. Then our capture page has a short video of either Joanne and I or just Joanne. Again, the opt-in, this is the capture page to get the email, a very short message and a call to action to put your email in. We'll show you, you know, how we make money online, and then it takes us to, we've done the Dave and Dave video. We've also done our own video. I mean, we've done our own video. So again, we believe in branding. If you can brand yourself and show yourself in your whole sales funnel, from ad all the way through into your broadcast, your emails, your autoresponders, and your broadcast emails, then you have more likelihood of getting conversion. You know, even if you're using like a preset autoresponder set from one of the top earners, you should go through those autoresponders and make it your own. Edit them. You know. Edit them, put in your picture, put in a link to one of your videos. Just go in and make it your own. Don't just use their autoresponders and just say, oh, good, it's going to work. You know, because sometimes, yeah. If you notice, some of those autoresponders are going to say, yeah, the reason I was able to make six figures, you know, over the last 6 months, and it's, wait a minute, if you're a newbie, you didn't make six figures yet, you know.
You
know? Yeah. You want to make sure everything's real, you know, so...
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think what you're saying very, very beautifully is the fact that don't just go around posting your links and expect it to work. Add your own flavor, add value. Why should they join you? Give them the reason, what is working for yourself, because obviously every story is unique. So whatever story or kind of experience that you've had in your life, you can help someone else shorten that experience. So that's fantastic.
One thing that I learned, and I mean, this was from Chris Record, that really stuck with me, was he said, you know, this might be harsh, but when you look at your sales funnel, when you look at your ads, you look at your videos, ask yourself very honestly, would you join yourself?
Yeah.
Join yourself. And if you say, no, I don't think so, well, get yourself to the point where you say, yes, I would join that person.
Excellent, excellent. That's a fantastic tip. Oh my goodness, I'm actually going to think about that myself. Brilliant. Okay, wonderful. Well, guys, we're coming to the end of the show. It's been absolutely extraordinary. One last question, actually. This is quite a good one by John. John, thank you very much for joining the show. What books are you reading, Michael, at the moment?
I'm reading... I have The Millionaire Mind. I always have that I'm reading, but I'm also reading... I forgot his name now. He's one of the top affiliates, and my mind is drawing a blank. But he is a huge affiliate marketer. I'm sorry, I forgot the name of the
book.
It's
fine. No worries, that's fine. We can connect with Michael, you'll find out. So, excellent, no worries. And do you think that you should be rereading these books, Michael? I mean, do they make sense in a different time of your life or different stage of your life? Do they make different sense?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, I'm reading The Millionaire Mind Intensive again because I just recently took it again after 12 years. Joanne and I took the Millionaire Mind intensive weekend here in Los Angeles, and I took it again, and I was going through breakthroughs again, and I was crying again, and I was like, what's going on? I thought I learned everything. No, you're always in a constant state of change.
Excellent. Love that. Absolutely fantastic. Now, Michael, on that note, as you are on the I Have a Dream show, may I ask you to share your dream with the audience?
Well, you know, my dream is what I've come to realize is what really lights me up and where I get goosebumps and I get emotional is when I'm able to really contribute to other people. And you know, I originally joined Power Network because we needed to make extra income. But what the beauty of this business is you become a leader and you're able to contribute to changing other people's lives. And that is really, you know, what it's all about is getting people. You know, literally slapping him in the face, and I'm being harsh by that, but it's like tough love. These people have incredible power, and they don't realize it. And really, my dream is to get people to have freedom again. You know, we're all stuck in this matrix now, and so many people are like zombies, and they don't even realize it. And my dream is to have people become free again, to become independent, to really become themselves again. And that's where I light up. It's when I am able to contribute to someone's change by helping them, mentoring them, coaching them, and seeing their success, and seeing their face, and seeing them, you know, come up.
The joy, yes. The joy is priceless, isn't it? Yeah.
That is more gratifying to me than, I mean, of course, the money's great, but that comes, if you can get that part, the money is a byproduct, okay?
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much, Michael, on that note. I mean, I don't want to let you go because there's so much more I want to talk to you about, but unfortunately, it's coming up to an hour and we have to close the show off. But guys, I know you've been totally inspired. I have been just listening to Michael and his experience and his contribution to the show and amazing tips that he's just given for free. It's free mentoring, guys. It's free training, free mentoring that you got today. And I'm sure you're completely overwhelmed with that. The show is replaying over the weekend. Till next Monday, and just invite whoever you know. Invite whoever you know, your partners, or anyone that you know that might need help from the show as well. Make use of it. These entrepreneurs that I invite on the show charge thousands for their time and their contribution and experience. So make most of it. Guys, as I mentioned, this show is sponsored by Solar Ads Agency. They are offering a very nice deal. If you are struggling with traffic or if you have no idea what traffic is, they'll give you a half an hour free in courtesy of Dream Show, worth about $299 for free, guys. So you get half an hour with them. Just quote Dream Show to them and they will sort you out. So that's it. Excellent. Well, thank you very much. As I said, thank you so much for tuning into the Dream Show. Invite your friends. This will be playing over the weekend and have an incredible weekend. Thank you so much for joining. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good weekend. Thanks, Princess.
Oh, connect with Michael. Michael's link is there. Just connect with him on Facebook. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Hey, it's Princess Fizz again. I hope you found this show extremely, extremely valuable. Do like and comment and leave a review for this show. And don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends, whoever it will benefit. Go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows if you want to watch the video recording of this show. And leave a comment, write to me. I'd love to hear from my listeners about any suggestions, any takeaways that you had, any suggestions for improvements, and make sure that you sign up to the newsletter as well so you don't
miss another episode, and you get notified by email. I love you loads. Dream big, chase those dreams, make them a reality, so I can bring you onto the I Have a Dream show and share your unique journey with the world.